Okay, so we're now up to principle E, which is the fifth principle of effective prayer.
那我们现在到第五个祷告的原则。
Now, altogether, there's going to be eight principles, but again, remember, this is just some of them. You know, there's bound to be other principles or, you know, commands or concepts that you can learn about regarding prayer.
其实这边我们总共只有八个祷告的原则，它这个祷告原则是说可以怎么样可以让我们的祷告是更有效力的。但是实际上呢，可能真正对祷告有效力的原则可以更多。那有更多的概念并没有被写进来。
But what we have here, prayer is ineffective when the believer is carnal, and the word carnal means fleshly or under the control of the sin nature.
就是当一个祷告的人呢，他如果他是在血气中，肉，属肉体的血气中，或者是在被罪孽所控制的状态下的时候，他的祷告是无效的。
And the verse here we have is Psalm 66:18. It says, if I regard iniquity, means you know, if you've kept sin in your heart, Jehovah will not hear.
所以在这个诗篇六十章十八节就有说哈，如果呢我是在一个一直罪孽的心里是在一个罪孽的状态中的话，这个耶和华是不会听我的祷告的。
Okay, and here's a classic example. We have this word, Jehovah will not hear. Obviously, he's hearing your prayer. What it means is he's not going to answer. He's not listening.
所以这边又是一个例子了，就是耶和华，他当然都听得到我们所有对他说的话，但是呢，他这边说耶和华将不听，好，必不听。那他的意思是说他不会回应。
The reason is, and here in the English they say, regarding iniquity. Iniquity means sin and evil. So obviously this person has done a sin, and it could be a mental sin or a verbal sin or even an overt sin. But that sin has passed through his soul and it's in his soul.
Iniquity 这个英文的字就是罪恶、罪孽的意思。就是说如果他的心是在罪的状态下，神是不会听这个祷告的。
But here's the problem. He has unconfessed sin. And we just usually say as a term, as a phrase, he has unconfessed sin in his life.
有一个说法就是说有人有这个没有承认的罪，好，在他的生命中有未曾承认的罪。
And the solution is very simple, because once you see it written like this, you know if it's unconfessed, it needs to be confessed.
那这样子的状态要怎么办呢？很明显的嘛，如果他不承认他的生命的罪，当然最好的修整的方法就是去承认那个罪。
So you name your sins to God the Father, and then God will start listening to your prayers.
所以只要呢，你有任何罪呢，你只要跟神认罪之后呢，神就会回来听你的祷告。
Now that doesn't mean that God is not going to not punish you. Remember, when you confess your sins, it doesn't mean that any punishment related to your sin is going to stop.
要记得呢，就是你去承认你的罪，神也听到了，不代表神就不会去处罚你。
And remember, if you're going to be asking God for things, it's got to be according to God's will. And usually that means that you have to have the capacity to receive those things. Capacity means the ability. You know, if you're asking for, especially for things, you know, you want a position in your company or you want to have new friends in your life, you want to get married, you have to have capacity for those things. You have to have the ability to accept those things.
如果你的祷告呢，是在为了某些事情而祷告，比如说你想要祷告说，哎，你要得到你工作上的一个职位，或者说你要能够结交什么样的朋友，或者是你想要结婚。但是呢，神会不会应许你的最大的原因是，你是不是有这样承接这样的事情或这样祝福的这个能力？
And the biggest thing that prevents us from having capacity to receive things is arrogance, because you're not going to appreciate the source. When God does give it, you're going to be focused on the things, and you're going to lose focus of God.
而如果你在求的都是这些事件、事物，那就进入了，你就等于是进入了一个傲慢的状态，所以你到时候 就算你收到了这些祝福，这些事情事件的祝福了，你已经完全忘记了你这个祝福的源头是神，你就忘了神了。
David had great capacity to receive untold blessings from God because God knew he wasn't going to get distracted by the things that God was going to give him. God knew that David would stay focused on the Lord.
而大卫的祷告会有效力，是因为神知道他的祷告的重点是在神，而不是在他要的东西。
And so God is actually glorified by blessing David. You know, that's God's will for us, is that we glorify him. And one of the ways that we do that is by having this capacity to receive great blessings.
所以当一个人他有这种能力、能量或可以承载更多更大的祝福的时候，就好像大卫，他之所以受到祝福，是因为将祝福给了他以后，更大的荣耀会归于神。
And again, if you've got sin in your heart, that's going to provide, there's a barrier there between you and God. And so, literally, it becomes a communication breakdown.
那如果你心中是有罪，这个罪就好像在你跟神之间变成了一个阻碍，那这个阻碍就会变成是你跟神之间无法沟通的一个很大的一个壁垒。
There's another classic example of this kind of a prayer, but this is on a national scale.If you go to 2 Chronicles chapter 7:14, I think we did this a couple of weeks ago.
好，历代志下的七章十四节。
I think this is a review because I think we did this not so long ago.
好，我们之前的大概才刚刚念过这一段，我们再来复习一下。
Okay, now this is regarding people that have gone against the will of God as a nation. You know, they've become very corrupt.And basically, they're going against the will of God, and they're under divine discipline.
这是在讲的是一整个国家都在背逆神的状态，所以神一定会给他们处罚。
And God is providing them it's almost like, it's a promise that when these people are under discipline, this is what they need to do. So when the people are suffering, God is saying, this is what you need to do to get my help.
当这一个国家国度的人呢都在神的处罚之下的时候，这是神告诉这些人说，你们怎么样才能得到我的帮助。
He says, if my people, now that time it was the people of Israel, but it could be any client nation in history, or could even be groups of believers within a country.
那神就说了，我的子民，就是在我名下的子民，所以当时是讲的是以色列，当现在来说的话呢，任何只要是在任何国家或者是任何族群都是愿意是在神名下的都可以这样讲。
If my people which are called by my name, in those days the people of Israel, if they shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear. See, God is hearing again. I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land.
所以呢，就是那些在我名下，而且是呼叫我的名的这些人民呢，如果能够非常的谦卑自己，然后祷告，寻求我的面，那么，并且呢，从他们的恶行中转出，那我必从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。
This is a prayer that I know a lot of pastors in the United States are trying to encourage their congregations to pray at the moment because these pastors in the United States are recognizing that the client nation, USA, is under discipline because people have rejected God.
这是目前呢，在美国很多的这个教会，他们都这样的教导他们的信众要用这一个祷告来跟神呼求。因为他们都知道现在美国是在神的处罚中的状态。
When we were in the States last year, on the side of the road, a couple of times I saw this billboards. You often have billboards, John 3:16 and other verses. But there's a couple I saw with this verse, 2 Chronicles 7:14.
去年呢，当 Tim 他在美国中西部在开车的时候，都会看到高速公路上面，甚至会把这样的一个金句放在那个大的那个看板上面。
And Max Klein, see Max, he was my pastor when I was in Thailand, when Max was there as well. He's actually gone back to the States now. He's teaching in a church in Texas. And every time he starts his lesson, just recently I've been listening to his lessons, and he starts with this verse.
那像 Max 牧师呢，他现在是在德州牧会了。那他呢是以前 team 的主要指导 team 的牧师。那现在最近呢，他那个 team 说他在听他的这个教导啊，都会发现他一开始一个每一堂课都会先以这一个经句来做祷告。
Okay, but here you see the principle of rebound very clearly. God is saying that the people need to humble themselves. And humble yourselves is to say, I have sinned. Really, that's what rebound is doing. You name your sins. You're recognizing to God that you've sinned.
而在这边呢，他说，神说你们要先谦卑自己。其实这就是在跟神告罪，就是在告诉神自己，承认自己的罪，也就是我们在讲的反弹。所以在这个祷告的一开始就要先降，要自卑，他这边所谓的自卑就是谦卑自己的意思，然后要认罪的意思。
And then you see, and pray. God is saying, so now they've rebounded, and then they have to pray to God. That's the first step in getting back into your spiritual life.
然后呢，等到在这个谦卑，然后等于认罪后呢，就是开始祷告。
And seek my face. Now, seek my face is another idiom. It means to seek the will of God. And the way you do that is by getting into Bible class. So God is saying, seek my will. Get yourself to a Bible class.
所以什么叫寻求我的面呢？也就是要了解神他的旨意。那怎么样了解神的旨意呢？就是要来上圣经课。
Yeah, in the days of Israel, you know, they would have had the Bible, and like we did, they had the books of the Old Testament, which were starting to be put together. They had the prophets, they had the priests in the temple, which would teach through the temple sacrifices. So they had many ways to learn doctrine.
所以其实是在旧约时代，这个经句是写在旧约时代的，那历代之下嘛。当时的这些信徒一样，他们可以到这个神殿里面接受这些先知或者是牧师的教导。
Okay, and then they turn from their wicked ways. So obviously this is the application. First, you know, you have to be getting back into Bible class, learning the information and applying it. That's what turns you from your wicked ways.
好，然后呢，要转离他们的恶行。那这就是要更理解什么叫恶行。所以在来学习神的话语的同时，要去做属于神喜悦的事情，就是要转离我们原来有的恶习。
In the first session this evening, I was talking about these social justice warriors, and they've taken control of a lot of the agendas, a lot of the movements that are happening in the United States. Well, one way that the people of America could turn from their wicked ways is to reject the ideas of those people.
像我们最近都有在讲说，这个美国现在有非常多的一些错误的行动，那种大型的运动，那这些都是不属神的，所以要怎么样呢？转离这些恶行呢？就是不要去再参加那些活动。
Those people that, you know, they say they're promoting racial equality, but actually they're promoting racism instead.
就像那些人，他们说他们是想要脱离种族歧视，但实际上他们做了很多事情是更为歧种族歧视。
Or these people that are promoting socialism, they want bigger government, they want more government and less freedom.
那有很多人呢是所谓社会主义的这种信徒，他们都在想要更大的政府。
Or these people that are promoting homosexuality and gay marriage, you know, these people need to be rejected. That's how you turn from your wicked ways.
那还有一些人呢，是非常的这个支持同性恋哈等等的这些人，他们这些都是属于不属神的，在圣经教导里面不合神心意的做法，就必须要改变。
Yeah, and when they start to do these things, then God will listen to their prayers. He's forgiving them their sins, and He will heal their land.
所以呢，当他们呢有这样的想可以转离恶行，然后在谦卑祷告的状况下呢，神就会从天上垂听，而且呢会赦免他们的罪，并且会医治他们的地。
Okay, now let's get back to the slide that we're on here. This is kind of a reflection of what we see in Psalm 66:18. So whether you're talking about Psalm 66:18 or even verse John 1:9, sorry, or the verse we just had, 2 Chronicles 7:14. God is not going to hear your prayers if you have sin in your life.
所以刚才的这几段经句呢，都在教导我们说，如果我们的心里面是有罪的，神是不会听我们的祷告的。
Okay, now the next one we have here, at principle F, prayer must reflect grace.
第六个祷告的原则呢，就是说我们所有的祷告必须要是能够反映出恩典的概念。
Okay, now Hebrews 4:16 says, Therefore let us come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
所以呢，我们要坦然无惧地来到施恩宝座前，为要得怜悯，蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
Now, notice here, the emphasis is that it's the throne of grace. So, when you're coming to the throne of grace, which means you're going before God's face, God's not expecting anything from you. That would not be grace.
我们说来到施恩的宝座前，施恩就是神呢，他其实要给我们，他从来没有想过说要从我们这边得到什么。如果是有这样的一个条件的话，那就不能称之为恩典。
See, usually, I think it's sort of the cultural way, or the human way, is that when you're going to somebody to seek help, that you need to provide some kind of a gift or an offering or something in order that they might help you.
其实很多人都会从这种世界的观点来看，就说你去请求别人帮忙，你都好像要准备要回报他什么，让对方知道，好像人家知道你要怎么回报他，他才会愿意帮助你。
We have a word for that in English.
那在英文有一句说法。
The word is called bribe.
然后这句话呢，就是买通，要买通。
Okay, and bribery is usually what happens between corrupt people, of course.
那这样子的这种会去买通一个人的，这一定是一个在一个制度上面有。已经很腐败，对对对。
Okay.
I don't use that word that often.
Corrupt?
Yeah.
I should use it more, actually. Maybe it's because I knew you didn't know.
I mean, in my life, usually we don't use that word.
Oh, because everybody's so clean.
就是当在一个腐败的一个社会里，或者政府的这个机制里的时候，这种会买通别人去做事的，就是常常会发生的。
Some people a lot of people, I guess they try to bribe God by thinking that if they're good, if they go to church a lot, for example, if they pay, even literally bribing God with money and the donations, what do you call it, the tithes, giving the money to the church or working hard around the church, then God will see what they're doing and then God will bless them and answer their prayers.
因为很多人都以为哈，就是可能是那种去拜拜习惯了。所以他就到了教会去，他以为说啊，我很多很多的这个捐款，那神就会更照顾我，会更想听我的祷告，更祝福我。
Well, they could be a little bit more subtle. And subtle means, you know, they're not going to do things or try to give things to God, but when they are praying, they'll cry and get very emotional about it. If it's a natural cry, you know, that's just natural. But I think there's probably some people that try to make that special effort to show themselves sincere to God. If they think if they really cry and if they pray very maybe loudly or very emotionally, then God will hear them.
那有些人呢，他甚至用一种好像更高级一点的方法，就是他会在祷告的时候，整个人都会哭啊，会流泪啊，很感动啊。那如果是很自然的，那没什么话说。但有些人他是有一点故意的，要去做一些比较有情感性的一个祷告。那这种呢，他是用另外一种。我不知道这是不是一种情感勒索型的祷告。
Yeah, now again, you know, some of them are very sincere about it, so they're not pretending in any way. You know, they can be very, very sincere. But God is not going to answer your prayers just because you're crying or very emotional about the things you're asking for.
但是呢，神呢，绝对不会因为你的祷告里面是泪流满面，好，或者是你有赞助这个教会更多钱，他就比较会听你的祷告。
Now remember, God's policy is grace, which means He's going to give something freely and when it's undeserved.
要知道神他最重要的原则就是恩典， 也就是说他所有在给的恩典都不是因为我们可以买通他，或者用各种的情绪要买通他，或者是去吸引神的，神是不来这一套的。
Remember that while grace is his policy, what he does, his decisions are still going to be based upon his perfect character.
而神呢，他所有的决定呢，还是来自于他完美的一个个性，他的性格。
Okay, and his character includes the characteristics here, that God is just, that he's righteous, and that God is truth. So any decisions he makes is going to be based on, and love, God is love as well, of course. So these are going to become the basis of his decisions. It's his character.
Usually the righteous is the first, right?
It doesn't matter, actually.
Okay.而神的性格是什么呢？他的特质是什么呢？就是他是绝对的公正，绝对的正义公义，绝对的真理，绝对的爱，这就是他真正的性。
Now notice, we can say that these things are part of the character of God. Remember, we have the 10 characteristics of God. And that's, we can pull these out of scripture because we have verses that says, God is just, God is righteous, God is truth, God is love.
而这些我们说这是神的特质，他的人格特质啊，是因为在我们之前就学过神有十个很明确的特质，那这里面这四个是对我们来讲更直接可以明白的。那这些特质呢，就是从所有的圣经里面都可以看得出，读得出神的这些特质。
But when we talk about grace, remember the definition of grace, freely given and undeserved, we don't say it's a character of God, we say it's his policy. It's his way of thinking.
而恩典呢，我们就不把它当作是神的特质，而把它当作是他的一个原则，他的一个政策，一个原则。
We can't say that God is grace. See, that would mean that grace is a character of God, but there's nowhere in scripture that says God is grace.
我们却不说恩典是神的一个特质，是因为在圣经里面没这样说。
Yeah, so that's why we say it's a policy, it's not his character. But of course, this policy is the result of his character. So, you know, we don't say God is grace, but grace is, it's the manifestation, or it's part of his decision-making process, based on his character, of course.
而所谓的他的原则呢，是恩典，是代表说他下决定都是经由他的恩典的这种原则而来的。而这个原则，恩典这个原则是，也是因为神有这个公正、正义、真理与爱这些特质的总和，让他的下决定的行为是充满了恩典。
So whether God answers your prayer or not is going to be based on his character and based on his policy. It's not going to be based on your pitiful emotion.
所以神他所有的决定呢，会不会，是不是会回应我们的祷告，是根据神的这个公正、正直、真理与爱的特质，以及他恩典的原则，才来决定如何回应我们。
Not based on emotions. Your
绝对不是根据神他在看我们的情感状况或神的情感状况。
Yeah, and it's certainly not going to be based on how much money you're putting into the donations box of the church.
绝对不会是因为你放了多少的赞助金到这个捐款箱里。
Or how much work you're doing around the church.
或者是多少的事工你在教会里面在边做。
Anyway, let's bow our heads.
好，让我们低头祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the message that you provide by means of your word.
感谢天父提供我们所有你的这些教导。
We give thanks for the portion of truth that we've been able to learn this evening.
我们也感谢这所有你给我们的这个可以学习到的内容。
And give thanks that you have revealed to us that you are a God of grace.And that when you answer our prayers, it is according to your character and according to grace.
也感谢你让我们理解到你对我们的恩典的政策，还有你对你的所有的特质。
And so we give thanks that now our prayers can become even more powerful.
而让我们的学习能够理解我们现在的祷告将会更有力量。
We give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
所有的祷告因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.